Chief, want to get down to brass tacks here. I just found out, I was off yesterday, just found out that our reporter, Jenna Lane, was detained for up to 2 hours yesterday after, I guess, she went into this building. Why was she held for 2 hours or at all? She was wearing press credentials, had a microphone that said KGO on it.
Right. Well, and again, I apologize to Jenna for sure that it took as long as it did. However, I think she would also tell you that apparently she had lost her press pass. It was run over. The last digit of the year was torn off, so there was some confusion as to whether or not she even had a valid press pass. She said that officers told her to go in and she didn't know it was a crime scene. But I know for myself that I did an interview with KGO about 6 o'clock the night before, amongst all other media outlets, telling them that the suspect was in custody for throwing the rock and that everybody in there was considered in the commission of a crime, and that if there were peaceful demonstrators, they should come out of that building. So we have advised the press before that when we make arrests, and they're mass arrests, if they don't get out of the area where the arrest is going to be made, that they will be detained as well, and then we'll get them out of there without citation. Jenna was not cited. I think any time somebody's in custody and they know that they're going to be released, it's longer than they'd like. But again, that was an unfortunate perfect storm of a mutilated press pass and somebody being in somewhere where somebody just committed a felony out of that group the night before, and hopefully it never happens again.